Okay, where we're up to now. So what happened back to... Okay, bibs and aprons are not allowed to be worn, again, if there's no edif. Bibs and aprons are not considered garments to protect you from the elements. It's good in the kitchen, but it's not good to protect you from the elements. It's not considered a garment, unless if it's a large apron that people wear in the street, but it's usually not done. If somebody needs to have cotton in their ear, let's say for whatever reason, the infection or what, so you're allowed to walk out with cotton in the ear. That you're allowed to walk out. If it's only, though, to block out noise, then you're not allowed to. If you're doing it to absorb wax or to protect the cold air going in, then it's already something protecting you from the elements. Time to block out noise, then you're not allowed to wear it. Okay, there's something called handkerchiefs. Used to, handkerchiefs, hear this. That doesn't exist nowadays. Only the older people use handkerchiefs. So now the question is, how are you allowed to, if somebody needs a, they have a cold, let's say, they want to be safe and go out with a handkerchief. So the handkerchief, you can just, if there's no air, you can't just carry it in the pocket. So what you need to do, you have to make it into a garment. So now there's a number of ways of doing it. One way is by wearing it as a scarf, I mean around your neck. But that means, though, that you have to tie it, a single knot, because otherwise it's going to fall off and then you're going to come to carry it. So Halacha says you're allowed to wear a handkerchief as a scarf. According to all opinions, you can even wear it, well, not all opinions. You could wear it, let's say you're wearing a scarf anyway. It's winter in New York. You want to wear a scarf and you also want to wear a handkerchief. So you can't put the handkerchief on top of the scarf because then the handkerchief doesn't give any warmth. Because the scarf is wool. But if you put it underneath the scarf, then the handkerchief is giving you a little bit of warmth. So then it's considered a garment. So that's one way of doing it. But again, it has to be tied in a way that's not going to fall off. Another way of doing it is you make it actually into a belt. Okay? So let's say, it depends how really skinny you are and how big the handkerchief is. But generally speaking, one handkerchief will not go around the person's waist. Okay, it doesn't work like that. So now what you would need to do is tie, let's say, 2-3 handkerchiefs together. Now, you have to be careful. You can't tie a permanent knot on Shabbos. So you'd have to tie, like, either a bow or a single knot that's very easy to take apart and you're planning to take out that day anyway. And let's say you tie together 3 handkerchiefs and then you wear it around as a belt and then you tie the handkerchief in a bow or whatever. But that's only if you're not wearing a belt. If you're wearing a belt, or another way of doing it, if you're wearing a tie, and you want to wear it as a tie clip, so then the handkerchief will hold, but then you can't wear another tie clip. So let's say, you'd wear a handkerchief around the tie, around your body, but around the tie, then it's holding the tie in place, that's considered, that would be considered a garment. Or make the handkerchief into a belt. What? Hearing aid is not a shaila of caring. It's a shaila of people talking into it. Okay. Many opinions allow bechlau, people wearing hearing aids on Shabbos, provided that it's turned on before Shabbos, and you don't adjust it. You don't adjust the volume or higher or lower.
Like for caring,
caring is not an issue because you're wearing... In English, they also say, you're wearing a hearing aid. Nobody says, I'm carrying a hearing aid. You wear a hearing aid. It's like a garment. It's to help you hear. The only shyly is that like talking into a microphone. But that's a separate issue. Most opinions, by the way, say it's allowed as long as somebody doesn't come in up to your ear and scream in your ear. Because then they're talking directly into the hearing aid. But if they're talking in the room and you happen to be wearing a hearing aid, so it's not that I'm not directly talking into the microphone. I'm talking whatever, and it happens to... But the question is not caring. The question is actually... But again, many opinions say that you're allowed to if you would turn on before Shabbos and you don't adjust the volume of it.
Electrical watch
that what? No, if the time is displayed, they can watch like this, the old-fashioned, not digital. Okay? That, I mean, our custom we don't, but halachically you're allowed to wear a watch in Shabbos. Okay? The only problem is, if it's, let's say, there's some watches that are mamish a dark face. If you want to see the time, you have to press the button. That obviously you can, because then you're going to press the button on Shabbos. Or those new gadgets, the women or men, wear it around the waist, when they go walking, it measures their steps. So that also, Bachlal, you can't look, you can't see anything on it. It's black. Yeah, so you either move it or press it, so that you can't do on Shabbos because you're turning it on and off. But a normal, regular watch is not an issue. So we discussed this already in the past. A self-winding watch. They don't have them too much today, but in the 60s, 70s, it was very common.
The Rolex.
Okay. Rolex. When you buy the Rolex, let me know. So then, if it was wound enough before Shabbos, that it would work the whole Shabbos if you leave it down, you just leave it on the table, so then you're not doing anything by winding it, so then that's not an issue. Okay, I'm sorry I have to go. Why? You'll find out.